Blog Talk Radio.
As I say, it's always a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing. You know, because we're out there working hard to pass the words of Yahweh. We have the young lions, the seer, and other people out there passing the word of Yahweh, letting people know who they are and where they come from. But to my surprise, I've been finding out quite recently, a lot of people don't know where they came from. When you tell them they're from the tribe of Judah, they want to say, oh, we're Masons. Or we're born again Christians. Jehovah Witness. This is our heritage. Well, according to the Bible, our heritage has to have a father. And generally, you are of your father, as the Bible says. These things that they're claiming to be are not born identities. They were created. Once we get away from the Bible and agree with those who don't know, then we become blind followers of the blind leaders. And those are usually the one with the loud bump of gums conversation. They get overly violent with their words, wanting to tell you which way to go. In the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 14, I passed this verse out earlier to someone. It says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Well, I can tell you right offhand, the ditch is pretty deep, and I would not want to fall into it. It's also in the book of Matthew, it tells you about where you should go. In chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be go which thereat. 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few there be that find it. Well, in Yahweh's ministry, we definitely find that narrow gate, and we all look to go through it, because we're taught by a teacher. And the teacher can't learn from his student because he's given wise counsel. You know that when you go to college, you get wise counsel. And having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. This is why you hate that substitute when he walks in the door, because he doesn't know what the regular teacher knows. And everybody's crying to get their regular teacher back. We don't want to read along with the son of Mitch and telling us to go to page 32 and read. No, we want that real teaching. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the Bible scriptures and the precepts. We're given the knowledge to know. There are many out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching. And as I said before, that overly loud bump of gums contest for righteous learning. Even one that changed the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against us that know. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this and much more because you have knocked. And this is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, however, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, type in tribeyada.com, and after click enter, just under this big layer, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also those donations that's given to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned. in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned for us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, as you can see with all the misunderstanding that's going on around today. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. We even have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available by entering Yahweh Radio Live. And after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. This will put you right into our live program as soon as you press the red I button. Also, we have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahweh online. The first is our live conference room number. It's 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. So in saying that, please don't call this number trying to teach, as we've heard before. We just let them hear a dial tone. You will not receive any response. Remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we have the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station Stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call this number trying to teach, you will just hear a dial tone. Also, for those of you who missed the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, find the Voices of the True Israelites, choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, during and after the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on PAL Talk. On PAL Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But once again, when we're given the scriptures to read by the Seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. As we are reminded of that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches are covenants of the saints. Because we do this keeping our scriptures in mind. But when you find those that are trying to win that bump the guns contest, they miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto them. They've forgotten we're rehearsing the righteous acts to learn the words of Yahweh. as we're reminded in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So at this time, so we can start to create that remembrance what Yahweh has said unto us, we will pass our program over to our seer Israel and let the teaching yet begin. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Elder Mr. Kills, exactly right. Let the teaching begin. And that's a great thing. Let the teaching begin, no doubt about it. All right, let's go see who on tonight's episode. I was writing something down, but now it done messed around and escaped me when I was writing it down. I didn't put mess around and put what I told them put down, but I've seen a lot of things today. And one thing we do know, when you believe in your mighty one, is no 54:17 of Isaiah makes it plain. Is no weapon formed against you will prosper. You know, you can skip a whole lot of things, but it can come to naught. That's if you're a servant of the Almighty. And that's just the way it is. All right, good enough. Let's see who's going to be on stage for the nice episode, part number 151. We're going to see who will be on stage for tonight's episode, part 151. Let's check it out right now. Let's see exactly who will be on stage. Let's see who coming to stage for tonight's episode, part number 151. And let's see what we can find. Let's see if the young lion ready to come on stage for take number 151. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, "Young lion, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Yahshua be your hero."
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel. Oh, see you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. Mother E, would you be on stage for take number 151? You are do your part and thus says Yahweh. Mother E, tribe of Yahshua, Judah, would you be participating in take number 151? Yahweh be with you. There, come out.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel. I'll see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother. Yes, Mother E. And we know Mother Z is head up there for a pan for us to address the mass and audience a little bit later, so we'll wait on Mother Z, and she'll address the mass and audience on whatever we put on the table. She'll take great notes, and then she'll address the national audience a little bit later. The international audience, over 500,000 plus. All right, let's go back and see if Mother D of Israel, would she be prepared for the nice taping of 151, unlocking biblical myths. Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Judah. Yahweh be there, C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother. Yes, there's real excellent. You know, a lot of things, it's not that it disturbs those seer, but one thing those seer know, that this is a big job, and we're going to have to get this thing right, because we keep hearing these messages on the machine, but now we're going to find out these messages on the machine is for us to put something together to help us slow this pastor down that making all these statements. So now we find out more. But to see, don't tell who we are. Don't embarrass us. But would you comment on what the house machine is saying?
It is something in real, but name is something Israel, but read a bunch of scriptures. And to the ignorant, they're going to take you.
Matter of fact, what if can we can, what clarify where do and when did we receive this name Jesus, and when did we receive the name called Christ? Your documents tell us about Jesus, then also tell us what is the historical document on the title called Christ. Because Jesus Christ is not a two-part name. Jesus is a name. We're going to find out how long. And Christ is a title. Let's find out exactly where these two came from. Jesus and where did Christ come from? But Mikhail, take the time because you got a whole lot of people listening and they need to know soundly about the Jesus Christ. When we heard a sermon saying that we know we go all out, that we do a whole lot of praying in that name, David. But let's find out what we can read in Jesus and the Christ. Take your time.
Okay. And now I have in front of me the historical document pertaining to the name Jesus. It says the authorized version, KJV, are now printing. Joshua in Acts 7:45, instead of the new 250-year-old Tuk name Jesus.
So Jesus is in 250, wait a minute, so Jesus is a 250-year-old substitute name, and you said the KJV, but KJV means the King James Version. So when we're dealing with these national audience, we can't assume that they know that the KJV means the King James Version. So that's the King James Version saying that the... And the historical documents tell you that the name Jesus is a little past 250 years old. Now, how about this name called Christ, this title called Christ? How old and where did Christ come from historically? Young Lion, take your time. Come on.
Okay. Still looking for a sheet of paper right now, but I got one of my documents right here that says Jesus Christ. The personal name of Jesus Christ was Jesus. The term Christ is a title which was so closely associated with Jesus that it became part of his name. It becomes the Greek word Christos. The Greek word is a transliteration of the Hebrew word Messiah, anointed one.
Good. Right there. So we found out that when you trace the word Christ, tracing back to a Greek word called Christo. So this Christ word is an English word for a Greek word called Christo. So that's the biblical document of the word Christ. It don't mean anointed one, but they say it today, it means Christo. And Christo points back to anointed one, but the anointed one has a name. Let's find out what is the anointed one name of Mother D. F. Israel. Let's find out what is the anointed one's name. Because you trace Christo back to anointed one. So now we go on the Bible and see where does the word anointed come from and what that means. Do they have a name, Mother D of Israel? Let's find out, do the word anointed means Christo or do anointed mean something else that we can read? Let's go to Psalms chapter 2. Hey, Mother D of Israel. We're going to Psalms chapter 2 and we're going to see if we find out exactly what do the word anointed mean? Because the Greeks was really the descendants of Esau taking this name and saying this what means anointed is the word called Christo. And then when the Englishman got the word Christo, they changed the word to Christ. And they said Christ means anointed. But we're going to investigate that and see if it's so. And we're going to investigate a whole lot of stuff to see if it's so. But we're going, Mother Dear of Israel, we're going to find out something about this word anointed. What is it pointing towards that we can read together by going to Psalms chapter 2? We go on Psalm chapter 2 and pick up verse 1 and verse 2. And then we'll skip down to verse number 12. We're going to find out exactly what do the word anointed mean that we can read in Psalms chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and verse number 12. Come on.
Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and verse 12. Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine a vain thing? Verse 2. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and his and against his anointed, saying. Verse 12.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. Hold that point right there because what I've seen here, a little bit more out of that, the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh the Father and against his anointed. That's what I see in that verse number 2. So let's see what he says in verse number 12. Well, make it 11. Make it 11. Make it sound good.
Psalms chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoicing, with trembling. Verse 12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all.
Good. So we find out the Son is this one that is anointed from the Father. So we find that out. The Son is the one that the Almighty Yahweh the Father have anointed him. Now, Mother E, let's find out what the Son said out of his own mouth in St. John 5:43. Mother E, St. John, chapter 5, verse 43. Let's see the Son said out his own mouth on how, when he came, what can we read in Psalms chapter 5, verse 43? Mother E, you on the clock, Psalms 5, 43, come on.
St. John, chapter 5, verse 43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
Oh, so the Father did not come, the Son did not come in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is over just a little bit past 250 years old. So that name he did not come in. He said he came in his Father's name. So, Mother, what that mean in Exodus 3, verse number 15, Mother E, what that mean in Exodus 3:15, since we clearly came in his Father's name, let's find out how long do his Father's name holds up in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15.
Book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
So the name of Yahweh, which carries four letters, YHWH, because in the original tongue called Semitic, that is now called Hebrew, Greek, Latin, English. The original name was on the table was YHWH, and every other name that come after that has a Proverbs chapter 30, Proverbs chapter, what I want, and Proverbs, let's see, Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. Any other name besides the four letters by the wisest man in the world says what in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6? Marie, what it says in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5, verse 6, verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is true. He is a shield unto them that trust in him. Verse 6. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thus be found a liar.
He said, don't add none to his word, or you will be found a liar. So he said he came in his father's name. His father's name carries four letters, YHWH, the son. So that's how you address him. He said, don't add nothing, because he's going to reprove you, and you will be found a liar. Now, we know in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, we're not going to read, he said he would do nothing but reveals his secrets unto his servants, the seers. So we go on to 42, verse 8 there, Mother E. That's not what was said in the book of Isaiah 42, verse 8, concerning this matter. Then we can move on a little bit. Because like I said, again, we see people, they got a cloak up under this, and they got monopoly on teaching them about Jesus the Christ. And Jesus is a name that only came about 250 years ago, and Christ came from Christo, which taken from anointed, and the anointed is the Son, that say he come in the Father's name. Then he told the seer in 42 verse 8 of Isaiah what? What he said that we can read, Mother, in 42 verse 8 of Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. I am the Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to a graven image.
All right, so we're clear. That's what he's saying, so we got to go with what we can read. Now back to Brother Micaiah in 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 17. But then all of a sudden in 2 Kings 22, 17, we found out it was a writing made, and we're going to see who is this writing made to that we can read in 2 Kings 22 and pick it up verse 17. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. Brother Micaiah, 2 Kings 22, pick it up verse 17. Let's read a little bit. Come on. Brother Micaiah, 2 Kings 22, 17. Let's read a little bit.
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 17 reads, because they have forsaken me and have burnt incense unto false Yahweh, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore, my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall be quenched.
Good. Right there. Good. Now, back up to the first Kings 22, 17. And let's find out what else we can get out of this. First Kings 22, 17, we'll read a little bit and get our point. Come on.
First Kings, chapter 22, verse 17 reads, and he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, and sheep that have not a shepherd. And Yahweh said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read that again. Now listen to Israel carefully. What? Read that again. You seen who?
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 17 reads, and he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And Yahweh said,
oh, so hold that part right there. Hold that part right there. So he saw Israel scattered upon every mountain. And what was the reason why they were scattered upon every mountain according to 22:17, the young lion? And Moses be freely to jump in there if he paused. What was the reason that they were scattered that we can read? Come on.
As sheep that have not a shepherd.
Oh. So their problem was they were scattered because they was sheep having no shepherd, no leadership. All the leadership they had was regurgitated words that been said like a parakeet from time and time and time again. And they just started repeating it, like you repeat the name, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And we find out the word Jesus is less than 200, just a little past 250 years. Now we found the word Christ came from the word called, from removing the word called anointed one. And we found out the anointed one was the son that was anointed by the Father. And he said in St. John 5:43, when I came in the body, I came in my Father's name. So when you see these titles going continuously, all you supposed to be able to look at them and see sheep with no shepherds. Because the shepherd job is to put them on the right track to get the salvation that they deserve. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and look at verse 16. We're going to 2 Chronicles 18, verse 16, Brother Micaiah. What do that read? 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 16.
2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 16. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 16 reads, then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And Yahweh said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace.
Mm. So he's saying, if you have no shepherd, no leader, then you might well return, and that's what he's saying. Let's see do the seal to make anything different that we can read in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 2. Let's see it do another seal pick up on these same message hundreds of years later in Zechariah 2:10. What he say he seen?
Went over to the book of Zechariah chapter 2, verse 10. The book of Zechariah chapter 2, verse 10 reads, this shield they had for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. That's all we can get out of Zechariah 10:2. We can't get no more out of that, Brother Micaiah. Can we? I need to get a little bit more out of that 10 verse 2. What's that? Up Israel.
You said 2:10.
Okay, well make it 10:2. Thank you, Mother dear Israel. Well, I can say again, you know, old Seer be ran back. He done turned the blue light on now, so now you gonna look at it real carefully. What it says in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2 now. So I see a little bit more in Zechariah chapter 10, fear Mother dear Israel, make sure you hold everybody accountable according to Scripture. Zechariah chapter 10, 1 and 2, Brother Micaiah, bring it.
The book of Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, ask you of Yahweh, rain and time of the latter rain. So Yahweh shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Verse 2. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled, because there was no shepherd.
Ain't that something? So having no shepherd, you always going to be troubled, because you'll be doing things that's contrary to the Almighty, because he makes statements. Now, this is how you tell. Listen, Six Anointed Counts. This is how you tell, Mother Dear of Israel. This is how you tell when you among a congregation, although you looking at a shepherd, but he's not biblically inclined, because this is what the Bible says, and that we need to read. We go on to the 19th chapter, Mother D.F. Israel, and if a statement is written that we need to examine, and I want to make sure we examine, because we got a long way to go. So I'm going to skip 19 and get right down to the point. This is what we can read, but we're so comfortable with it, but the Bible tells us something that we're supposed to just turn to and read, and I'm struggling trying to find the verse that I'm looking for. So in the 26th chapter, Mother, of Leviticus, 1, 2, and 3. Can you check those seer out in 26, 1, 2, and 3? Listen to what he says that we can read. Leviticus 26, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. You shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahuwah. I am Yahuwah. Verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my Torah instruction and do them.
And what do he say in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18 there, Mother? D.F. Israel. What he says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18. What do he say that we can read?
Habakkuk.
Chapter 2, verse 18. And Mother, okay. Mother E, have me Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Have that waiting on me, Mother E. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18 says what?
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18. What profit the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it, the mortar, the molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his works trusted therein to make dumb idols.
So the making of a graven image, it is a teacher of what?
Dumb idols. A lie.
A teaching of lies. So that's a dumb idol, and that's a lie.
Yeah.
So, and when you see that, Mother, what do you, what it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36? So, you know, you have to be aware of when you watching ahead of you and you see graven image, that is a teacher of lies. That means that the ministry that you attending is a Matthew 9:36. What does it say?
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
You see that? So when you come in establishment and when you see graven images,
mm-hmm.
all overcome into your mind, that ministry that you are listening to are what, according to 9 verse 36, their mother D.F. Israel?
Having no shepherd.
Sheep having no shepherd. Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Bring it.
Mark. Okay. Mark chapter 6, verse
34. Yes, ma'am. 34. Verse 34.
Mark chapter 6, verse 34. And Yahuwah the Son, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep having no shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
And he began to do what again?
Teach them many things.
You see that? So when you find all this going on, then you know clearly that anytime you come in a place where you see graven images, we identify what, but whatever the graven image, if it's standing or even around your neck, that's a graven image. And that is because that the leaders that you have been around is a sheep, a shepherd that have mistaught the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, but in Jeremiah 23, it tells us something that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel. So then we go to Jeremiah 23, and we'll look down at Jeremiah 23 and pick up verse 21 down to verse 27. Jeremiah chapter 23, 21 to 27. What does it say?
Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 21 to 27, verse 21. I have not sent those teachers, yet
shepherd.
They reign. Huh?
I have not sent these shepherds, but yet they the one that you're looking at, but they reign. So I haven't sent these shepherds, but these are the shepherds that stand before you. And all these things is right before your eyes, and the shepherds do not correct it. Go ahead and read.
I have not spoken to them. Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doing. Verse 23. Am I a Yahuwah at hand, says Yahuwah, and not a Yahuwah afar off? 24. Can any hide himself in secret place, that I should not see him, says Yahuwah? Do not I feel heaven and earth, says Yahuwah? 25. I have heard what the teachers said, the shepherds said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. 26. How long shall this be in the minds of the shepherds that prophesy lies? Yet they are shepherds of the deceit of their own mind. Verse 27, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Baal.
They forgot my name for Baal. Baal traced back to Nimrod. And Nimrod is the one that they picked up on, and that's how you got the name. From that point on, you get the word called Lord God Jesus Christ. You don't forget my name, which is the four letters YHWH, and now you calling me a Baal name that's only about 250 years plus. And Christ came from Christo. And you got graven images all around you. And he said, do not have it. But we do it. So when we see this, we clear that whoever stands before you up under that circumstances it is sheep having no shepherd of the mighty one that we can read. They got passed down traditions. So now, Brother Micaiah in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, the seer, he addresses some of that in 34, verse 1 down to verse 5. Let's see what he said that we can read in Ezekiel 34, 1 down to verse 5.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 1 down to 5. Verse 1 reads, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, 2, son of man, prophesied against the shepherds of Israel, prophesied and said unto them, thus says Yahuwah unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Verse 3, you eat the fat, and you cloth you with the wool. You eat them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. Verse 4, the disease has
Hold that point. No, you ain't eat nothing. You kill them that are fed. You're the one that understand this thing. You look at this thing, and all you see is a shepherd up there, and the sheep is going to be scattered because they're going to be scattered because everything that the Bible tells them not to do, they're going to do it anyway. Like, Marie, what do the Bible tell you to do that we can read in Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. Mother E, what is it that we can read in Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3? Let's see what the Bible tells us to do. Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2, and on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3, and Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
So the blessed day, and you look on your calendar and you'll see Sunday in your far left-hand corner is number one. And all the way over, it's called Saturday, number seven. So the day of blessed day is number seven. That is the blessed day that the shepherd's supposed to tell the sheep. We're not doing the blessed day. We're doing what tradition was passed down by our slave masters. And a shepherd's job is to correct that. That's the shepherd of the Bible. You correct that day because Genesis 2:3 is a blessed day. And who he blessed is in 49:28, mother. Let's see who he blessed that we can read. In Genesis 49:28. He left a blessing for whom that we can read in Genesis
49:28 reads, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this year is that their fathers speak unto them and bless them, everyone according to his blessing. He blessed them.
Mm-hmm. So he blessed them, but who did he bless again, Mother? Who did he bless again from the top? I mean, what you are getting that microphone and make it plain, who did he bless according to 49:28, that top line, who did he bless?
He blessed all these of the 12 tribes of Israel.
He blessed all of the seeds of the 12 tribes of Israel. And that is our message. And not only bless them, Mother, in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. And what happened next, Mother? Not only blessed the 12 tribes of Israel, he blessed them in that first stock of Israel. Then about 500 years later, Moses pulled that verse in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. And what did Moses say to Aaron to tell his sons, to tell the whole 12 tribes of Israel in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27? Come on.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, the Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26, the Yahweh lifted up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name that we can read in 17 and 2 Kings 17:34? What name is the blessed name that we can read in 2 Kings 17:34 there, Mother E? What can we read is to put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them, but read it exactly where you see it, because it's going to interpret itself in 2 Kings 17:34. You on the clock, come on.
2 Kings 17:34 reads, Unto this day, they do after the former manner of their manner.
Read the way you see it, Mother. It's going to start all over again. The way you see it, read the way you see it, because they're going to take care of itself. Take your time and make all six anointed camps look real good when you just let it take care of itself. 2 Kings 17:34. Bring it.
2 Kings 17:34. Unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear not the Yahweh, neither the day after their statute, or after their ordinance, or after the Torah instructions and commandments which the Yahweh commanded the children Jacob, Israel, whom he named.
Hold on, now you got to make all six camps look good. So now read it the way you see it and watch it take care of itself. Just read the way you see it, and it'll take care of itself. Start again from the top and just bring it on out in grand style. You're back on the clock. 17:34 of 2 Kings. Come on.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34. Unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear not the Yahweh, neither do they after their fancy or after their ordinance or after this law and commandment which the Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
Excellent. And mother, and when he named them Israel, where did the seer pull that from in Genesis 32:28? Let's go back to Genesis where he pulled that from. He pulled that right there in Genesis 32:28, that verse was pulled way back there from Genesis. So you read the way you see it, and it's going to take care of itself. Let's see, he says, we still messing up. We calling ourselves by everything, and that's why we got the voices of the true Israelites chart that we ask and say, where you see yourself at on this 12 tribes of Israel chart. So they'll take their ply in their hand, they'll look where it says Judah, the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel, now called black, African Americans, Negroes, colored, Masons, Gapus, Black Carrots, Moors, Born Again Christian, or Jehovah Witness. This is what we're passing out now and asking where you stand on this. They'll say, well, I'm a born again Christian. I said, okay. I'm a Jehovah Witness. Okay. But look in the right-hand corner and tell me who got all these names that Mother D. F. Israel going to bring out in the Bible called 28:37 Deuteronomy. So that's why we have to take our time and work with our peoples, because our peoples have been put in this predicament, but this ministry of the six anointed camps must pull them out by working with them and asking them after they read, they're going to tell you they are born again Christian. Mm-hmm. But that's still pointing toward Judah. But what it says we can read, my mother, D.F. Israel, in the book of Deuteronomy 28:37, what it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37 reads, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you.
Mm-hmm. Now let's see who gonna be in all the nations which Yahweh gonna lead you. Let's go to 12 verse 11, Mother D of Israel. Now who gonna be in all the nations that Yahweh leads you that we can read? We go on to Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12, and you tell me after you read it, who gonna be in all the nations as Yahweh leads you that we can read? We're going to Isaiah, and we're going to look right at the 12th chapter. We'll make it 11, verse 12. Isaiah 11, verse 12. Let's see if we can read who will be in all the nations as Yahweh leads you. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So what tribe, mother, will be in every nation of the earth that we can read?
Yahdah Judah.
That's the one that's going to be in every nation. And Yahdah Judah is what that we can read in Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. What can we read about the nation called Judah? Because a question is going to be on the table about Judah. And we're going to Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let's find out about Judah, because a question is going to be asked about Judah. And we're going to find out what is the question and what is the answer that was given. Because when you ask him a question, he'll give you an answer, but it's with a little stipulation. Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. What does it say we can read, Mother D. F. Israel? Come on.
Judges chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" Verse 2. And Yahweh said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand."
Ain't that something? Who delivered it into Judah's hand?
Yahweh.
You see that? So you see what our message got to be, 6 anointed counts. See, our message got to bring this, and that's why on the handout we read Judah, the lead tribe, first son of Israel, because even Moses says in Deuteronomy 33, 1 and 7, what did Moses say that led the children of Israel out of Egypt that we can read? What did Moses say that we can read in the book called Deuteronomy 33, verse 1 and verse 7? What can we read, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
Deuteronomy 33, verses 1 and verse 7. Verse 1. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Verse 7. And this Judah. And he said, "Hear Yahweh, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies."
I guess so. So there is right there. So the fourth son of Israel, which is Judah, now called black, African-American, Negro, colored, Masons, Garfunis, black carrots, Moors, born-again Christians, Jehovah Witness. What have they just did, Mother, that we can read in 65, in Isaiah 65, verse 15? What have they did when they identified with every name but the fourth son of Israel? What have they did that we can read by another seer in 65, verse 15 of Isaiah? What have they did that we can read?
Talking to me.
I'm 65, verse 15.
Isaiah 65, verse 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
So Judah, mm-hmm. when you don't recognize you are the lead tribe from the fourth son of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and you sit up on the ministry, and they never tell mm-hmm. you that who you really are according to the Bible, that
mm-hmm.
you are Judah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not black, African-American, Negro, colored, Moors, Garbonis, black carrots, Moors, born again Christians, or Jehovah's Witness. That's not you. Anytime you identify with any of these titles, you just left your name, your biblical name. You
mm-hmm.
removed the blessing, and now you up under a curse. And he gonna
mm-hmm.
continue, because he said he looked at you. And what did he say again, Mother, that we can read in the book of Mark 6:34? What did he say that we can read in Mark 6:34?
Mark
6:34, what did he say?
Mm-hmm. Mark chapter 6, verse 34. And Yahweh the Son, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
You see that? And that's what we got to do. Now we got
mm-hmm.
to teach them many things. But how we start teaching them, Brother Micaiah, in the 14th chapter, verse 15 of St. John, let's see how we start teaching them what we must tell them that they need to know. We're going to St. John chapter 14, and we'll pick up verse 15, and we're going to keep reading until we get our points, because there's going to be a lot of good reading in this, but we're going to break in about two or three times and do some precepting. So be all ears, too, with the good reading. We're going to St. John chapter 14, verse 15. Listen real good what Yahweh said to the followers pertaining to how he going to be able to help y'all out when he called on the Father to bless you. But he got a stipulation on this blessing. And we got to bring it out as being shepherds. The six anointed counsel, we must bring this out. But we got to go through the breakdown for you to be clear about what you read and what you hear. We're going to St. John chapter 14, pick up verse 15. Let's read a little bit there, Brother Micaiah. Take your time, because we want to break in there and tighten up some things, because we've seen a lot of things today, and we've seen sheep with no shepherds. Come on.
The book of St. John chapter 14, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, "If you love me, keep my Torah instructions." Verse 16.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Now look what he said. I want to take one verse at a time, young man. He said, if you love me, you will keep the first five books. That's if you love me. Now what he say? If you love me, you'll keep the first five books. So what's written in the first five books that Mother E, that we can read in the first five books? If you love me, you'll keep the first five books. Can we read Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3? Hey, Mother E, what can we read? If you love me, you'll keep the first five books. So when, so you take your Bible and look at the first five books. But we got some have now got just the New Testament only. So they don't cut the book down to a half a book. And we running with that and having no problem with it. No.
Mm-hmm.
That is being in a ministry where you have no biblical leaders that's anointed to tell you, if you love me, mm-hmm. you will keep the first five books. And when he said that, it was no such thing as Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or none that wasn't even written. So he was quoting mm-hmm. something that you could read from the left-hand side. And what he was quoting? If you love me, you will keep the first five books. Let's see what we can read in 23:1, 2, and 3, Mother E. Can we read in Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3?
Leviticus 23:1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous assembly, even righteous convocation. Even these are my feet. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous convocation. Ye shall do no work that in. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm. And what do it say in the 24th chapter, Mother E, in verse 1 and verse 8? What does it say we can read in Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8?
Okay. Leviticus chapter 24, verses 1 and verse 8. Verse 1 and verse 8. Verse 1. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath ye shall set it in order before the Yahweh continually. Being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Every Saturday, that was Sabbath mean today. Every Saturday, you're supposed to have a righteous gathering every Saturday, being taken from the peoples of the book called the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. So every Saturday, the children of the book called the children of Israel are supposed to be in a righteous gathering throughout their generation. And the lead tribe, Judah, must exhibit that by being the lead tribe. And we'll give you a description of Judah, maybe not in this lesson, but Judah is the fourth son of Israel, the lead tribe. So Judah is supposed to set it by an example. So Judah, the fourth son of Israel, supposed to lead this by example. We're going to Matthew chapter 10 there, young lion. And he, remember, we've been talking about the shepherd. And he said, he see that the sheep, and who is the sheep that we can read in the book of Jeremiah? We're going to see who is these sheep that we can read. Keep on talking about the sheep, because, see, we can't take nothing for granted, because statement might be made, well, the sheep is anybody and everybody. But we want to see, will that hold up if we turn the Bible to where we want to go and get the number one hit. We want to get right to it, Mother. We're going to Jeremiah 50. And all we need to be boldly in the microphone, tell us about the sheep in verse 17. Who are these sheep by name that we can read in the book called Jeremiah 50, verse 17? Take your time, Mother, and tell this national audience, over 500,000 plus,
who is the sheep that we've been talking about? Let's see if it's a Christian or Jehovah Witnesses or Moors, African-American Negroes. Who are these sheep that he said, if you do right, sheep, let's see who the sheep is. And 50 verse 17 of the book of Jeremiah, come on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep.
Excellent. Right there. That's all I want to know who we're talking about. That's all I want to know, Mother. So when we read about this sheep, it's talking about who and why is they scattered? Because they have no shepherd. And that's what Yahweh been saying all the time, Yahweh the Son, the one you call Jesus the Christ, wrongly saying Israel, all 12 tribes, is as scattered sheep. That's what he's talking about. And David was prophesizing, Brother Micaiah. And David said something in the 44th chapter pertaining to the same conversation. So we're clear that the sheep of the Bible is talking about the children of the book called the Children of Israel, especially the lead tribe, Judah. In Psalm 44, verse 11, let's read a little bit there, Brother Micaiah. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 44, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, you have given us like a sheep appointed for meat and has scattered us among the 17 nations.
Go ahead.
Verse 12, you sell your people for naught and do not increase your wealth by their price. Verse 13, you make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are bound about us. Verse 14, you make us a byword among the 17 nations, a shaking of the head among the people.
Ain't that something? Hold on, there, young man. You say he makes us a shaking of the head. When the other nations see us, they just shake their head. You hear that, Mother D of Israel? They be driving the car, they see you walk past, and all they do, what, Mother D of Israel?
Shake their head.
What they do?
Shake their head.
Now, you know this prophecy called David. See, David was the second king of Israel. And everything was happy when David was there and Solomon there. So this is a prophecy that is now. He said, now when they look at you now, all they do is shake their head. They see everything that the Bible telling you, the children of Israel, to do, you won't do nothing. Mm-hmm. He's telling you that you're not African-American Negroes. You're not born-again Christians and Jehovah's Witnesses. But you know what? You just like the old Tarleton commercial. You are the fighting switch. And so our job when we look at you, regardless about what the circumstance it is, we see everything that's contrary to this Bible, and we just look at you. We look at you with the microphone going, and you're playing all the heavy music. But we know them as sheep without a shepherd. Mm-hmm. Because we done told you soundly how things go by putting back the last two tapes. How you supposed to operate to get the blessing of Yahweh that came all the way back from Adam. He told Adam what to tell his son Seth exactly how things supposed to go. And remember, he made it plain. He made it plain, Mother D.F. Israel, in Malachi 3 verse 6. He made it plain that we can read. What he said we can read in Malachi 3 verse 6. He made it plain as it can be. And we're taking our time on this lesson because the old seal that says mine is very heavy because we see some of your closest loved ones still parakeeting, and the older heads, the study dying out. And we continue to go down the same trail. And thank Yahweh, I'm going to bless you. According to this Bible, we'll find out. We're going to find out. Can the Bible support what we're doing today? Because we plainly what he says in Malachi 3, verse 6. What did he say that we can read?
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
So whatever I told Adam, if you pull the tapes back about concerning anything you need to know, just as I told the children of Israel and judges, who goes to step out and take care of the business? I change not. So when Paul addressed that at the great big Southern Kingdom Temple in 13 verse 8, Paul making anything different in the book of Hebrews 13 verse 8. Hey, Mother D of Israel, we're going to see that Paul altered anything after the Almighty Son is back on the right hand of the Father. Let's see when he addressed the Southern Kingdom of Judah, did he make any alteration in 13 verse 8 of Hebrews? What did he say?
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Ain't that something? That was pretty powerful. That was pretty powerful, that Mother Day of Israel. So what we read in tape number 150-149, when he told Adam exactly how I want burials to be. Then he came in the flesh and showed you how he want burials to be. So when he came in the flesh, he don't change. And he made it plain, Mother D up Israel in 517, what he say that we can read in 517. Matthew 5:17. What did he say again? In 5:17.
Okay. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5:17. That's what you said.
Yes.
I'm trying. Okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction or the seers. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
He said, I did not come to change the Torah instruction. He said, what I came to do, fulfill. What I told Adam in the garden. Then I came right back in the flesh and I said something, Brother Micaiah. I said something in Mark chapter 15, verse 42 down to verse 47. Let's see, we go on to Mark chapter 15, pick up verse 42. Now here I come in the body. So now I'm on the clock. See, a lot of people can be in the academy, but you've never been out there where it's actually live and it's time now to throw down, hard and heavy. So here I come in the body. And let's see exactly what we can read in Mark chapter 15, verse 42 down to verse 47. What can we read with the understanding of the last two tapes? What can we read in Mark chapter 15, verse 42 down to verse 47? Brother Micaiah, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 42 down to 47. Verse 42 reads, and now, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, verse 43. Joseph of Eremethia, and honorable counsel, which also waited for the kingdom of Yahuwah, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 44. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. Verse 45. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Verse 46. And he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in the sepulchre, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. Verse 47. And Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid.
Mm-hmm. St. John 20, verse number 7, says what?
Going over to the book of St. John, chapter 20, picking it up at verse number 7. Book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 7 reads, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Mm-hmm. What do you have on his head, according to verse 7?
A napkin was on his head.
And St. John chapter 11, let's see how far did his napkin cover in verse 44. How far did his napkin cover in verse 44? St. John 11, verse 44.
Book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 44 reads, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Yahuwah the Son said unto them, loose him and let him go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear the shepherd say, well, we're going to open it back up and you can review the body again. Or when you come and then you have what they call it, review the body for 2 or 3 hours. Listen, that is not a shepherd leading the sheep properly. The body's supposed to be wrapped. You're supposed to have a napkin that goes over your head, that covers your head, covers your face. So they'll never see you in that position until the time that appointed, and that time is what that we can read. Let's see what we can read by the next time that's going to happen by going to 1 Samuel. Let's see what we can read in 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel 7. Let's see when all this is going to happen. Because it's sooner or later, as this ministry increased in knowledge, we already increased. But we got to increase now in knowledge now. And you got to have the right spirit to deal with this thing. So now, the next time all this good stuff going to happen, according to 2 Samuel 7:19 says what? Now, this is when the napkin will be removed in your mind, and let's see what we can read in 7:19 of 2 Samuel.
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 19 reads, and this was yet a small thing in your sight, O Yahuwah. But you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the matter of man?
Is all that going to happen a great while to come? Is all that going to happen a great while to come? A great while to come. So is there all that All that now we is no. It's happening a great while to come. So what he telling them to do in Acts chapter 14, you online? So he making it plain. See, I'm gonna tell you something. Once we got this down pat, Yahweh will show us the next move. But you're not gonna have this down pat until you understand there's some things you must give up. He says in Acts chapter 14, we got to give up some things that we can read, verse 14 and 15. Let's see what we got to give up that we can read. Acts chapter 14, verse 14 and 15.
Book of Acts chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out. Verse 15, and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and teach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living Yahweh, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein.
Ain't that something? You see that? You see when Paul and Barnabas understood what they were doing. He said, you've got to turn. He said, you've got to turn away from that. That's vanity. That's vanity. They call it, They call it review the body.
Visitation.
What word did you use? Sorry, help me out.
Visitation.
Take a time. Help me out.
He said visitation. Visitation.
Oh, visit. Is that what it's called? Visitation. Where you,
review the body.
Yeah. Review the body. Give you about 1, 2, 3 hours to do that, right? So that mm-hmm. word y'all going to use on one accord? So what word are we going to go with that you use that when you go and review the body, you go review the body?
Visitation.
Okay, good. That's what we're going to go. Okay, there it is right there. But here's another word for it, and we'll come back with it later. But according to Paul, what he said that is in verse 14 and 15, I mean, can you paraphrase what Paul said that is doing that, Brother Micaiah? Can you help me out? The mother's listening to you real carefully. Can you just paraphrase exactly when you review in the body what you're really doing according to verse 14 and 15? Can you just tie it in grand style? Come on.
Okay, these things are to turn from these vanities.
Turn from these that's vanity. That is vanity. Because Yahweh said plain, Mother E. What did Yahweh say plainly in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 29 and verse 22? What did Peter say by being the chief speaker, the lead man, he's the lead man now, Mother, Peter. And Peter was addressing the whole southern kingdom, and he made a profound statement that we can read. And what he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, hey, Mother, what did he say in 1 Peter chapter 2 that we can read in verse 21 and 22? What did he say that we can read, Mother? Come on.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and verse 22. Verse 21. But even hereunto were ye called, because Yahweh also suffered for us, leaving us example that we should follow his steps. Verse 22. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
No. So he didn't do no sin. And he told us what in 7:38 of the book called St. John. What he tell us, Mother, he didn't do no sin now. So you see that he done the same thing that all the way back what he told Adam to do. He done the same thing. He done no sin. So what he tell the shepherds of Israel to do today in 7:38 of St. John? Can you help me out, Mother? What he tell the shepherds to do that we can read?
Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. Okay, St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Oh! So you got to believe on Yahweh the Son as the what says who?
The scripture has said.
Oh. So the scripture was told way back exactly how you're supposed to conduct yourself in a after the deceased have gave up their last breath. He said you make your move according to as the scriptures have said. That's what he said do. And he also says in 15, verse 15, Mother, he said, and I'm going to leave some information for you in Acts 15, verse 15. What do you say that we can read, Mother? Acts 15, verse 15, Mother E. What can we read in 15, verse 15?
Book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to disagree the word of the seer as it is written.
So the seer and all the one that's anointed among him must go in the scripture and see exactly what to do. What kind of way, Mother?
As it is written.
As it is written. That's just the way it is. That's how we're supposed to operate, Mother, as is written. Let's go back to Brother Micaiah, and we'll look at Psalms 44, 11, down to verse 14. We hope we be quiet all the way. Psalm 44, 11 to 14 says what?
Going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 44. Verse 11 down to 14. Verse 11 reads, you have given us like sheep pointed for meat and has scattered us among the 17 nations. 12. You sell your people for naught and do not increase your wealth by their price. Verse 13. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Verse 14. You make us a byword among the heathen, the 17 nations, a shaking of the head among the people.
You hear that? You hear that, Mother? When the people see us, Mother, what do they do when they see us, Mother? Hey, Mother, what do they do what they do when they see us, Mother?
Shake their head.
They just shake their head, Mother. You see that? The greatest people that Yahweh made out of 12 tribes was Judah. And when they see Judah all over the world scattered, what the people do, Mother, again?
Shake their head.
Shake their head. You see that, Mother? So we can read that. That's what they do. Brother Micaiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 19 down to verse 21. Now let's see what we can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 19 down to verse 21. Then we're going to back up to 14 through 16. But let's see what we can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 19 down to verse 21, Brother Micaiah. What can we read? Come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verses 19 down to 21 and backing up 14 to 16. Verse 19 reads, but if you turn away and forsake my Torah instructions, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve false Yahuwahs and worship them. Verse 20. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. Verse 21. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath Yahuwah done thus unto this land and unto this temple? Verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Verse 15. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this temple, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So now, can you paraphrase that with the Moses? Listen, what is he saying? What is he saying? Can you paraphrase that for us, young lion? We know you don't read it. But can you just paraphrase exactly what you just got through reading? The mothers will agree with, and I know they agree, they won't say a word that must meant that you are laid it out just right. So, 14 and 16, what have you just read before this national audience, over 500,000 plus? Come on.
Well, we just got enough reading according to the book of Sacrifices, chapter 17. Verse 19 down to 21, Yahuwah was letting us know that he turned away from us because we have went away to serve the false Yahuwah. We haven't kept his Torah instruction. But he's going to pluck us up from off the land. And he said he's going to do this for his name's sake, but he also let us know he's going to make his temple also a ruin. And all the other nations are going to look at us and look at the land and consider it a byword, a proverb, where we are today. Then, but he also gave us a way back to him. And when we start reading verse 14 down to 16, pertaining to, he said, if we repent and we got to humble ourselves and repent. He's talking about to the one that's called by his name, Israel. And he said, we got to seek his faith. So he said, we got to turn from our wicked ways as well. Then he said, he'll forgive us of our sins, but it's something that we have to do first.
Mm-hmm. Then what did he say he was going to do? And now we're going back. Now we can go back to that 14, 15 again. Now if we do that, let's see what's in writing he said he going to do. Let's see what he said he going to do in writing in the 14th chapter, 15 down to verse 21. Let's all read back and listen at this nice, powerful reading. Now, Yahuwah said, okay, but if you repent, look what he says that he going to do that we can read in 14, 15 down to 21. Come on. Or St. John.
Okay. Come back over to the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 15 down to 21. My page is a little stuck like Twitch. The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 15 down to 21. Verse 15 reads, if you love me, keep my Torah instructions. 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. Verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world see me no more. But you see me, because I live. You shall live also. Verse 20. At this day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 21. He that hath my Torah instructions and keep them, he it is that loved me. And he that loved me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Verse 24 reads,
he that loveth me not keep not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
So now, well, hold on. He said, these not my words that I'm speaking. He said, these words, these are the Father words I'm speaking. And what he say he'll do again in verse 17 and 16. What he say he'll do, if you keep the words, what he say he will do in verse 17, then back up to 16. What he say?
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 17 and verse 16. Verse 17 reads, even the Spirit is true, which the world cannot perceive, because it seeth him not, neither know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and he may abide with you forever.
And 14:12, can you give us some more details? He said, this is what he'll do. He said, if I look back at you and see you in order, and you keeping my Torah instruction, he said, what I'm going to do while I'm sitting on the right hand of the Father, I'm going to pray to the Father to tell you put a blessing on them because you keeping them first five books. He said, not only that, I'm going to send you another comforter. That's what he said he was going to do. And now we go on to precept after 14, while we already in 14, I think. Back up to verse 12. Let's see exactly what he's going to do, verse 14. What he going to do in, what I say, 12, 14. 14 through 16. Let's see what we can read in St. John chapter 12, verse 14 down to verse 16. Let's see if we note what he going to do in St. John chapter 12, verse 14 down to verse 16. What did it say that young lion come out?
Okay, so you want St. John chapter 12, verse 14 down to 16?
Yeah, I think it's 12. Is it right there, Mother D up Israel, Mother E? Well, try 12 and let's see how it sound out.
Okay, the book of St. John chapter 12.
12, 14.
Verse 14.
Yeah, down to...
14 down to 16, verse 14 reads, and Yahuwah the Son, when he hath found a young ass, set thereon,
hold that point.
It is written.
Hold that point. You come out the gate. You came out the gate. We just want to do a lot of reading. Try 14, 12 through 14. Try, turn it around. Turn them numbers around. Let's try it again. 14, verse 12, 13 and 14, what does it say?
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12 and 14, 12 down to 16. Verse 12.
No, hold on, young lion. We're in the 14th chapter, read 12, 13, and 14. Come on.
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 14, 12 down to 14, verse 12 reads. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 13. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be honored in the Son. Verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
That's big talk right there. So in Daniel chapter 9, young lion, can you make it even more plainer in verse 6? Can you make it? You keep on painting that picture. Sooner or later, we'll kind of start saying that Bible is saying that. So see, can you make it plain what you're saying in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6?
Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, neither have we hearkened unto your servants, the seers, which spake in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
So when we read 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12, can you put a precept with it in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12? Put another precept with that.
Went over to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36. We want verse 12. Going over to the book of 2 Chronicles. Get over there. Chapter 36. And we want verse 12. Verse 12 reads, Zedekiah was 120 years old when he began to reign.
Hold on there, young line. Hold on. We just ain't read a bunch of scripture. We're going to be reading. We can be reading what we need and take number 151. So you in 2 Chronicles 36, right? And we call verse 12. So let's peep at it. I want to make sure. Let's peep at that real good. Now come on back and look at it again. 2 Chronicles. Take your time now, young line. The world listening. Let's exhibit in grand style. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12. I'm eyeballing. Even the mother's eyeballing that verse. Come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah.
And what else they do in verse 16?
Verse 16 reads, but they mocked the messengers of Yahuwah and despised his words and misused his ears until the wrath of Yahuwah arose against his people till there was no remedy.
And what was Yahuwah doing in Luke 1:70? What was Yahuwah doing? Rip the seal. And 1 verse 70 of Luke.
The book of Luke. Chapter 1 verse 70. The book of Luke. Chapter 1 and we want verse 70 reads, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which have been since the world began.
Yeah. So the Almighty spoke by his seer. That's how he spoke, and that's the only way you're going to get the message. So he told you plainly how you get the message to you. But we want to do something totally different, and we're going to pause after Mother D.F. Israel reads. What we try to do, this is what we do. We do St. John 10:1, Mother D.F. Israel, and skip down to verse 7, and we'll read a little bit. Let's see what we do in St. John 10:1. Mother D.F. Israel, what do the world do when the seer and those that are anointed is present? What do they do and what they become that we can read in St. John 10:1?
St. John chapter 10, verse 1.
Yes.
Okay, you said something else too. I was waiting. St. John chapter 10, verse 1.
Just skip on. Yeah, I did say something else. He put that mother. He said, skip down to verse 7 and go from there. So we
right.
did say 10:1, then skip down to verse 7 and let's roll a little bit. Come on. 10:1 says what?
St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not in by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 7.
He says, the one that do opposite of what this Bible is written, you look at exactly how he tell you how to handle him. He'll
mm-hmm.
tell you exactly who I want to be in front of the children of Israel. He said, I want Judah to lead on whatever the children of Israel is on. I want to make sure Judah leads. So anybody standing before the children of Israel is supposed to be Judah lead, unless Judah have anointed you to put on something, but you have to be anointed through Judah lead. And if you don't, according to 10:1, the Almighty said you are what in 10:1?
A thief and a robber.
Get down to verse 7 and read a little bit.
Verse 7. Then says Yahweh the Son unto them again, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Verse 12. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leave the sheep and flee, and the wolf catches them and scatter the sheep.
Stay down to 27. What it say?
Okay. St. John 10:25-27. Yahweh the Son answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. 26. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice. Okay. And I know
verse 27. Yes.
That's what I was reading. Okay. 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Ain't that something? Yeah. So you see, we got a lot of work to do. That's why it's no accident we put in this position. But one thing about it, six anointed camps, you got to get this down right through the pages of the book. And we're going to pause there and bring back our elder and get his closing marks on tape number 151.
And then we're going to look for Mother Z to address this national audience on tape number 151 after our elder come in and give us his closing remarks on tape number 151. Elder Mr. Tibbs, what is your closing remarks on tape 151? You on the clock. Come on. Elder Mr. Tibbs, what is your closing remarks on tape 151? World Council of Churches. Seer, we still have the power to mute when we get ready. We going to mute Mr. Tibbs. Go to the mother. That's pretty bold. All right, Mother. Hey, Mother Z. Well, Mother Z, this national audience, over 500,000 plus want to hear what you have put together for this national audience pertaining to what you heard or whatever the Almighty put on you. Hey, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh be to that seed right here.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, there, Mother. Well, you know, the national audience, they want to hear something real good, and you always prepare what to tell them something real good. So take your time and address this national audience over 500,000 plus. You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read James chapter 1, starting at verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Verse 20. For the wrath of man's work not the righteousness of Yahweh. Verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and as of natural
and superfluity. Lay all that superfluity, all that old in your window. Lay all that to the side when it come down taking care of Yahweh's business. Come on.
Superfluity of natural and receive with meekness the
in drafted word which
is able to save you your soul, which is able to save your soul. Verse 22. But be ye doers of the words and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Verse 23. But if any be a hearer of the words and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Verse 24. For he behold himself and go his way and straightway forgetteth what matter of man he was. Verse 25. But whosoever look unto the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and be not brawleth not his tongue, but deceive his own mind, this man, religion is vain. Verse 27.
What you saying there, Latter-day Saints? Here, we're going to mute Young Lion, the mothers. We're going to mute her. We want to hear some more. So we're going to mute Mother Z and the Young Lion. Well, that's why we keep saying that sooner or later we're going to come together according to this Bible and be able to get our own to take care of our business. So all these doing is showing you soundly. They showing you that they ain't going to change like Yahweh ain't going to change. So Mother D of Israel, we clear they not going to change. And that's why we got to point this Bible and make decisions according to this Bible. Let's find out some decisions in this Bible that we got to do. You know, we got to do some things in this Bible, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 23. And we look at verse 1, 5 through 9 and 13. Mother D.F. Israel, let's see what it says in Genesis 23, verse number 1, then skip down to 5 through 9 and 13. Genesis 23, verse 1, skip down to 5 through 9 and 13. What is this saying there, Moses? Let's see, can we work this out? Come on.
Genesis chapter 23. Genesis chapter 23, verses 1. And I forgot what it is.
Skip down to 5 through 9 and 13. Make sure you write it down, Genesis 23, verse 1, 5 through 9 and 13, Mother D.F. Israel. You're riding solo. Come on.
Genesis chapter 23, 1, 5 through 9, and what else?
And verse 13. And verse 13.
And 13, 5 through 9, and 13. Okay, Genesis 23, verse 1. And Sarah was 120 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Verse, children of Seth answered Abraham, saying unto him, verse 6, hear us, my Yahweh, thou art a mighty prince among us in the chosen of our scepter. Buried your dead. None of us shall withhold from you his scepter, but that thou mayest bury your dead. Verse 7. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Seth. Verse 9. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, verse 9, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he should give it me for a possession of a burying place among you. Verse 13. And he spake unto Ephraim in the audience of the people, of the land stand. But if thou willest give it, I pray you, hear me. I will give you money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead here.
You mean in Abraham's days they're talking, what, mother, in verse 9 and 13? What they're talking about, in, you mean Abraham was making an exchange with what? You mean he wasn't using sheep, goats? He was using what to get this business taken care of, to have him a burial cave for his loved ones? He was talking about what again in verse 9 and 13? Give me an emphasized paper. A particular, what are you talking about?
Money.
See, we're talking about in 13.
And he let it known before the audience of the people what he was trying to do. Give money.
And what were they talking about in verse 13? And what was they talking about in verse 13? Give me a specific word they were talking about in verse 13.
Money. Money.
Good. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 32. So me and Abraham days, they was talking money for exchange.
Yeah.
Money. In Abraham days, they were talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
Not goat, not grain, not wheat. Money. So in Jeremiah 32, 8 down to verse 10. We're going to Jeremiah 32 down to verse 10.
Jeremiah 32, verse 8 to verse 10. So Hananiah, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of Yahweh, and said unto me, by my field, I pray you, that is in a which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for yourself. Then I know that this was the word of Yahweh. Verse 9. And I brought the field. And Hananiah, my uncle's son, that was at A, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. Verse 10.
So in Abraham, Jeremiah days, what they're talking about, wheat, barley, and flour, what they're talking about? And by buying and exchanging what in verse 9?
Money.
Money. That's what you're talking about. So when we get to Acts chapter 5, let's see what's going on in Acts chapter 5. With that understanding, now we're going to Acts chapter 5, pick it up verse 1, let's read.
5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, stole a possession. Verse 2. And kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy up to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Verse 3.
Hold that point. So what did they bring and lay down at the apostles' feet, brother? With the information we know, what would they have sold a possession and brought back part of the price and laid it down at the apostles' feet? Where were they laying down to the apostles' feet?
Money.
Key read.
Verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine mind to lie to the righteous spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? Verse for. Why?
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. So what is they talking about in verse 3, Mother? What is Peter talking to Ananias about part of the price? What are they talking about? Barley, wheat,
money.
Grain?
Money.
What are they talking about?
Money.
Louder.
Money.
Verse 4, read.
While it remained, it was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine mind? You have not lied unto men, but unto Yahweh. Verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit. And great fear came on all them that heard these things.
Uh-huh. So Ananias got killed because of what reason? See, can you clarify phrase that? Why did Ananias get killed and Peter called sentence on him? What happened?
Because he lied about the money.
He lied about the money. Although the money was in his hand, he the one cut the deal. But he got the money in his hand. And he peeled off out of the money what he wants to do, the way he want to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see what happened a little bit later on in verse number 7.
Verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yeah.
And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Verse 9. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the righteous spirit of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door and shall carry you out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Verse, go ahead. And what happened next?
Verse 10. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yield up the spirit. And the young men came in and found her dead, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by they wound him up? What does that mean? So when you bury it, you gotta be what again, Mother?
Round up.
According to verse. So you gotta be wound up. And what does that mean in St. John 20 verse 7? What does that mean, you gotta be wound up? In St. John 20, verse 7, what that mean? You got to be wound up.
Okay. St. John, chapter 20.
Uh-huh. What that mean? You got to be wound up. They wound him up. Yeah.
St. John, chapter 20, verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not laying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Oh, so a napkin is in place. Now we're going to 1144 of St. John. What's that napkin for? St. John 1144, what's that napkin for?
St. John chapter 11, verse 44. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothing, and his face was bound about with a napkin.
Oh. Yeah, so they go ahead. But what happened? So what happened, Mother?
Yahuwah the Son said unto them, loose him and let him go.
No. So let's go back to 5. So you see, even in any way it goes, the scripture cannot be broken. When a children of Israel die for whatever means, he or she supposed to be on care, whatever mean it is, according to Acts chapter 5 on the right side of the book.
Mm-hmm.
This was supposed to happen to a children of Israel in verse 5, verse 6. Whether you male, female, what's supposed to happen is Acts chapter 5, verse number, what I want. Acts chapter 5, verse 6. Thank you, Mother. What we thought mm-hmm. we know about a burial? What we know?
Okay. Acts chapter 5, verse 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him.
So in St. John 19, verse 38 to 40, can you make it even plainer, Mother? St. John chapter 19, 38 to 40, can you make it even plainer? Can you paint the picture even plainer? Listen, six and nine and count. You got to paint the picture even plainer. St. John, chapter 19, 38 down to verse 40. What does it say?
St. John 19, 38 to 40, verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple, follower of Yahuwah the Son, but secretly for fear of Yahdah, Judah besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Yahuwah the Son. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Yahuwah the Son by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 100 pounds weight. Verse 40. Then took they the body of Yahuwah the Son and wound it in linen cloth with the spices as the manner of Judah is to bury.
Ain't that something? That's how it works, huh, Mother?
Yeah.
So that's how it works, huh? So let's go back mm-hmm. to Acts chapter 5. See, that mm-hmm. all that emotion and all that, we got to be able to show the Bible to these ones that's called shepherds, and said, listen, you got to get away from traditions and let's do Bible. And 5, verse 4 says what of Acts?
Acts chapter 5, verse 4. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast you conceived this thing in thy mind? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 8. Listen to this conversation. You said, now, it was your own. You the one went out there and cut your business deal. Then Peter going to say something in 5 verse 8. What do you say?
Acts chapter 5, verse 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yay, for so much.
Mm-hmm. So she see that? So she said, yeah, it was so much. But what do the Bible tell you to do on any possessions that you do? What do the Bible say? Let's see what the Bible said that we can read, what the Bible say supposed to happen on so much. Now, Peter, if everything lined up with the Bible, you know, he would have went on down the road. But what do the Bible say in the 28th chapter of the book called Genesis? Mother? Let's see what Peter was looking for, whatever that business deal was. What was Peter looking for out of that business deal that we can read? We're going to see what Peter was looking for. In the 28th chapter of the book of Genesis, what was our grandfather looking for otherwise? In 28, let's see what he was looking for in 28:22.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's temple. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
So Peter was, along with the mental spirit that was watching the transaction made and what they were doing in the house, so Peter was waiting on what to be delivered out of their transaction they was doing. What was Peter waiting on? Now, where did Peter get that from in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1 and 32 and 34? And what was Peter working with? And he knew something. He knew. Let's see what's going on that we can read. Leviticus 27, verse 1, 32, and 34.
Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1, 32, and 34.
Well, just go and make a meal out of it. You might well go and make a meal out of it. Read 32 down to verse 34. You might well make a little meal out of it because I guess it's for those to understand one thing. Yahweh know all and see all. Let's see what it says in Leviticus 27, verse 1, and skip down 32 down to verse 34.
Leviticus chapter 27, verses 1, 32 to 34. Verse 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 32, and concerning the tithes of the herb, or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be righteous unto Yahweh. Verse 33.
Hold that point. He said, now all that's good, but he says, whatsoever pass under the rod, whatsoever. So that means whatever that was, livestock, he said, yeah, that's good. But whatever soever that you did, make sure how much come to the ministry.
A ten.
In verse 32. And that,
a ten.
Read verse 33. So you read that, right? Verse 33.
Yeah. Verse 33, I was reading 32, the tenth, the tithe. Ten.
Yeah.
Now you want me to go to 33?
Yeah, what about that tenth in that last verse? What about that tenth? What about it, according to that word called the tenth? What about it? According to what we can read, what about it?
It says, shall be righteous unto Yahweh.
Oh, so it should be righteous to Yahweh, right? But hold that point, we're coming right back. Right over to Romans chapter 3, verse 4, we're coming right back. Boy, we're coming right back.
Okay. Oh, everybody want to call. Okay. Romans.
Romans 3, verse 4, we coming right back.
Okay. I'm getting distracted here. Romans chapter 3.
Verse 4.
Verse 4. Yahweh forbid, yea, let Yahweh be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in your saying, and mightest overcome when thou art judged.
Mm-hmm. So let who be true?
Yahweh be true.
And how many men be a liar?
Every man.
Let's read verse 33 and 34 back in this Leviticus 27, verse 33 and 34.
Leviticus 27, 33, 34, verse 33. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change, is that the charge thereof,
mm-hmm,
shall
the change.
The change thereof, mm-hmm, shall be righteous. It shall not be redeemed. Verse 34.
Mm, well, that sounds pretty good. Hold that point before you read 34. That sounds pretty good. But he said, if you got any alteration to make, read 31, what he's saying you're supposed to do. He said, if you got any thinking about what he's saying, that Yahweh be true and every man a liar, is this how you're supposed to respond in verse 31? Is this what you're supposed to do in 31?
Leviticus 27:31. And if a man will at all redeem out of his tithe, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof.
He said, so you said you got amnesia about what you're supposed to do. He said, add a fifth part to it. Now read verse 34. He said, if you got any problem on what you're supposed to be doing, you try to figure out, well, I skin this and hold this to the side. He said, I care what you do. The next time around, you just add a fifth part. That's what he said. Let's see who was telling that to in verse 34.
Verse 34. These are the Torah instruction which Yahweh commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai.
So, well, the other nation do it according to the Bible. That's on them. But who is this order for? Who to do this?
The children of Israel.
Now, let's go to the book of Hebrews and see that anything change did he back in heaven. On the right hand, because the brothers calling me, talking about how they telling me about how they jumped Klepto Dollar. They jumped him real good and made him bag down. But see, first of all, Klepto Dollar and T.D. Jakes, they out of order. First of all, they don't understand the Bible, period. And they ain't doing the Bible. They're doing the way they want to do it. But we do Bible. That's why they easy to get jumped, because they don't know how to read the Bible and to ward off all the game sales by reading what the Bible says you're supposed to do. Now we're going to the seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we're going to look at Paul now. He was raised from the womb, standing for the children of Israel. And this is what he says in two lines in 7 verse 2. Let's see what can we read that Paul says, addressing all of the nation of Israel at the southern kingdom? All I need is two lines. What do you say?
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First.
Good. Okay. Good. So whatever came in Abraham's hand, whatever it was, what did Abraham do?
He gave a tenth part of all.
And what happened? And what happened in verse 4?
Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil.
Mm-hmm. And you might keep on reading down to verse 7. You might read, make a little meal out of it, $5 in verse 7. Let's see what he got written behind when Abraham do the right thing. What can we read on the right side of the book, 5, 6, and 7 says what?
Verse 5. And truly, they that are of the sons of Levi who receive the Torah instruction, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment instruction, tithes of the peoples according to the Torah instruction, that is of their brethren. Though they come out of the loin of Abraham, verse 6, but he who descended is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promise. Verse 7, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better.
So he said the less is what again, mother?
It's blessed of the better.
The less is best in the better. The less that do this is best in the better that will ignore what this man got written in his Bible and just go on what is told to them. But in Amos 3, yeah. Verse 7 says what? What can we read in Amos 3, verse 7?
Okay. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the seer.
Okay. So what did he reveal to his servants, the seer, by reading Malachi 1:1? What did he reveal to his servant, the seer, that we can read in Malachi 1:1?
Malachi 1:1. The burden of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi.
Okay, good. The burden. You can make it a burden, but it's a burden if you're not doing what he's saying. 3:1, what can we read in 3:1? Malachi 3:1.
Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my messengers, and he shall prepare the way before me. And Yahweh, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. And what he's saying, stick down to verse 12 that we can read. So what? So Malachi is another seer. So he's saying, listen, if the covenant is right, the return of Yahweh is going to be right. Now we're looking at verse 6 down to verse 12. What can we read in 6 down to verse 12?
Malachi 3:6-12. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed. Verse 7, even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Verse 8, will a man rob Yahweh? You have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offering. Verse 9, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my temple. And prove me now herewith, says Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast up before the time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12, and all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm. He said, because you're the lead tribe and you recognize what I'm saying and you apply what I'm saying, that's when I will kick in. He said, when you make your decision according to the Bible, not the game sales. You make your decision according to the Bible, not the game sales. That's when he will kick in. But we make our decision according to game sales. When he made it plain, we'll get ready to close him down and come back tomorrow and get it on tomorrow. So he made it plain that in 2 Kings 22, verse 8, 11, then back to verse 4. He made something plain that we can read. We're going to 2 Kings 22. And we'll look at verse 8, 11, then back to verse 4. What can we read in 2 Kings 22, verse 8, 11, then swing back to verse 4?
2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8, 11, and 4. Verse 8, and Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the Torah instruction in the temple of Yahweh. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Verse 11, and it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the Torah instruction, that he rent his clothes. Verse 4. Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may sum the silver with it brought into the temple of Yahweh, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people.
Mm. So, and so they found the book. So they found the book. Exactly how things supposed to do. And we just got to read how the book supposed to be. So that's the whole thing, see, right? And we don't found the book that is written over in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. We found the book on 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 24, we found the book. What the book say? 1 Peter 2, 24. What do we find in the book?
Okay. 1 Peter or 2 Peter?
Yeah, 2:24. We found the book. We look at the book, and we found it in the book. What?
2:24. That what you
said? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what do we, yes, ma'am. What we find in the book in 1 Peter 2:24?
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
So we found out that's written in the Bible that he was hung on a what that's written in the Bible?
Tree.
Let's go to Acts chapter 5, and we'll look at verse 29 down to verse 31. So we found the book. We've been told all day long we walk around with crosses on our necks and everything. But we found out in the book that Peter, mm-hmm. the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, said Yahweh the Son was hanged on a tree. Let's see what he says in the 13th chapter, verse 29 down to verse 31 of Acts.
Oh, Acts 13?
Acts 5, 29 to 31. What we're supposed to do, especially in leadership, we find out what the Bible's saying, because we want the man's blessing. Let's find out what the Bible say in Acts 5, 29 to 31.
Acts chapter 5, verse 29 to 31. Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than men. 30. Yahweh of our father raised up Yahweh the Son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31.
So we find out again, they saying again, that he was slew and what?
Hung on a tree.
And hung on a tree.
Yeah.
And hung on a tree.
Yeah.
We're reading that. Let's go to the 13th chapter and find out what happened next in verse 29 and 30. Let's go to the 13th chapter of Acts 29 and 30. What else can we keep reading? Oh, we don't found the book, so we just reading the book. What else we can read in Acts 13, 29 and 30?
Acts 13, verse 29 and 30. Verse 29. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, took him, Yahweh the Son, down from the tree, and laid him, Yahweh the Son, in a scepter. Verse 30. But Yahweh the Father raised him, Yahweh the Son, from the dead.
So you see that? So we went in the scriptures and found out what really happened, not what we've been told, and followed around with this northeast, southwest cross on our neck. That ain't biblically what happened by the eyewitness. Galatians 3:13 says what? Galatians 3:13 says what?
Galatians chapter 3, verses 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Yahweh the Son has redeemed us, curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree.
So when you see people walking around with crosses on their neck, inside the pit temple, we clear a church, what do they call it? We see that clearly they're not reading Bible. They is shepherds, and the sheep will be scattered in the brain. Give me a closing statement after you read Deuteronomy 21, verse 22, 23.